Pick up every little this is our RC.
Really? They got no glasses.
Record and pause is right there.
Oh, okay. Leave that
one. If there's something you want to tell besides, I'll put it on pause. All right. You would rather sit there?
No, I'll sit right here.
Okay.
I'm going to get out of here and you first.
Just listen to this. He's got tales to tell.
Yeah, well, I tell him enough tales anyway.
We just thought we would enjoy this day.
Yeah.
And come and talk to you about what you remember.
Well, I remember the digging of the graves. I guess I've helped dig 40 or 50 graves on that cemetery.
That's right.
You see, when you hear somebody dying, that's the first thing you done. I've been up there many times before they got it marked off. They let McHenry, you know, he had his sticks already measured and he'd just lay them down and mark it off. And sometimes he'd have to go back off or something and we'd just keep a digging. But you just about had to.
Now they got a machine.
Nobody else wouldn't, you couldn't hire nobody to dig a grave. But there was no need to, because we had some pretty good neighbors, didn't we?
That's right.
Poor McHenry Potter put a lot of time in that, yeah.
Oh, I just pulled my spell out. Who, is there anyone in particular that you know back older generation that you know that you helped, like a snow, a big snow, or...
or a wind blowing a bunch of trees down, we know that.
Yeah. I know you can remember when they put Roy Hawkins up there.
It yeah.
The biggest snow.
Yeah.
Across the road.
Yeah.
There
well.
Yeah. I need for you to give me your name. Your full name.
You want me to say that? Curtis Mullins, and that's it.
Just Curtis Mullins.
That's it.
I have brother Curtis.
How old are you?
86. I'll be 87 in February.
There's a lot of graves up there that's just got rock. And she had to mark them unknown because you can't.
Who?
Debbie's had to. She's got a big sheet of, in rows
uh-huh.
of how the cemetery lays out.
Uh-huh.
And she's got a lot up there with rocks that don't have any
I know when I helped clean that cemetery off, we found some where we found the rocks and they're just about crushed up where people run over them with this and that. And we took them out and put a little piece of pipe. McHenry brought some little pieces of pipe up from out there. And they some of them just marked with a little piece of pipe there.
Turned them up and looked, but there's no.
Yeah, I know there's no names on them. They just stuck a rock there, and I don't reckon they ever come back anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe people couldn't afford to come back no more or something. I don't know. And then there's been some funny things happened up in there. Ray Potter and his wife, you know, they're buried out there, right beside the church. Row named Miss Childress and her husband and two of her sons and where my daughter is buried. I got to paying attention to it because I ain't nobody else clean that row of graves off but me's for a long time till I got as long as I could. And they got to decorating Ray's grave and they were putting a thing on Huldy's. They done that for 5 or 6 years, and one of Huldy's daughters, the youngest one, I got telling her about it, and she took a, she never would tell me who was doing it, but she took a camera up her and said it just before decoration and called it whatever it was. Now they decorate both graves.
Really?
She never would tell me who it was, though. She just said, I got them. But I thought that was the funniest thing. It went for 3 or 4 years, and it happened every year, and it took me a couple of years to catch on to what was going on, you know. Because Huldy stayed at my house and helped take care of my invalid daughter that I had, just a whole lot, her and her daughters, too. I reckon all of them are in Oregon now, ain't they?
That's one.
One of them, it's all there's one here, the youngest daughter.
There's one lives up around Blacksburg, Virginia. When she
he died.
Elk Creek get together.
Did he?
That's where she come from.
Yeah, I didn't know. I know they just told me most of them is there in Oregon, and that's where my granddaughter is now. Just talked to her a few minutes ago.
Did you?
Yeah, she had a baby born a Sunday night, a boy. Her husband's in the Air Force, flies these jet planes. And he bought him a little farm out there. He was from Oklahoma City, and it's about the same territory, they say, and he wanted to live there, and he bought a little farm. Going to retire there, and he's in the Air Force now, and he retired there. They say it's rough country. This Suzanne, my granddaughter, she said it looked like Papa's, it looked like your house. Rocks and hills, and he's already put him out of advertisement to put him up a fence, an electric fence around part of it, and trying to get him some goats to go on it.
Okay.
He's a farmer himself from Oklahoma.
And that was your granddaughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, Judy and Debbie's supposed to be doing this, and I mentioned you. I said, well, he's on Elkhorn Creek. He should know some more. Were you born on the Elkhorn Creek?
Yeah. On Marbone there. Big Branch camps there. And camp houses. One of them camp houses.
Around Hillier and that.
That's just below Hillier there. Turn off right-handed and go up to call Big Branch. That's Bowling Fork, ain't it? Or is that?
Right.
No.
Below Bowling Fork, I believe.
Yeah, it is below Bowling Fork. That's Big Branch way. They used to have camp houses and everything up there.
Above Henry Clay.
Yeah. Just above Henry Clay. It's where they said I was born at.
Did you know any of the John's boy Claude and them that's buried up there? Besides McHenry, he was in the war. They're up there from Civil War to Vietnam, the soldiers. And there's a lot of them.
Yeah, I know John Potter's boy, Mac's brother, is the only one I knew that I remember of very well.
Flo and Mac's
brother. Yeah, he got killed on Normandy. And Nora's brother, she said when they landed in Normandy, he's on the second day, the second wave went up there, and he said that he recognized the Potter man laying there. They still hadn't got to him to pick him up. He's on the first wave and got, I reckon just about every one of them had to go up over a big cliff about 50 feet high, and they kill most of them going up that cliff.
Now, is that where Nori is buried? on the Potter Cemetery?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right down at the lower side. Lower end, right where you first go in, up there. Mm-hmm. One left, one there for me.
And your daughter?
No. My daughter, I don't know where she'll be buried. She'll just have to get her own.
I mean the...
Oh, she's on out there in the... See, Woodrow charged anything that's on the inside of that old fence that he had there. He didn't charge nothing. Then if you come on the outside of the fence, he told me $200 a piece. Well, I fooled around until after Woodrow died. And Woodrow's wife, she said she's charging $250 a piece for her. So I wrote her out a check right there for $500 at one time for two graves when Nora died.
Yeah.
It's just where you top up on our top there and turn right hand and go out there where Clarity is, you know. Mm-hmm. Just back this on the Little Branch side. But it's right there in that level, sort of level, not so steep.
You don't have to climb.
And my daughter is on out there in the children's row. Where's Marvin and Liz, Miss Childress, and Landon, and a whole bunch of my daughters. One of them, they six of them are in a row.
Well, at one time it was, wasn't it a community cemetery where John Potter started it?
If it did, I didn't know. That's the things that he gave me. He just said, if it's on the inside of the fence, there's no charge. And my daughter is buried right down next to the fence, nearly to the fence. But they tore the fence all out now.
Yeah, it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
It really looks good. They've Jim Anderson brings the detention boys up and they mow it and clean it.
Yeah, they do a good job. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
At least they're doing one good thing.
So far, she's got, I wish she'd have given me her charts. She's got over 200 names.
Is that right? No. I guarantee you there's over 200 graves in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's got mine already down then.
Yeah, yours is on there.
Well, there's rocks up at all of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can read it.
We interviewed Clara, but she said she really didn't go up there much.
No, she can't.
She didn't remember too much about it.
Yeah.
And anyway, when the funerals happened.
Yeah, I know. I don't guess I would either.
So we took her up and she went all over it. She spread out.
Yeah.
I promised her I'd bring her down one day. I was coming to see Ruby and let her visit.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to have her 90th birthday November the 8th.
Is that right?
Yeah.
November the 8th.
Can you believe she's 90 years old, Clara?
Yeah, I just can't believe I'm that old. It don't seem like there's no time.
Hello. Here's this paper you've been waiting for all morning.
Okay, thank you. I'll read it directly then.
Okay. You all right?
Okay, thank you.
Getting some old-time information from me.
Well, good. All right.
Who else do you remember that was buried up there?
Well, Fawn Potter's children, you see, they're a little bit of relation to me.
Come on, I'll give you
life. Yeah, his wife, Ethel May, is my aunt's daughter.
What was her last name?
She was a Mullins. Yeah.
Yeah, they're right here.
Yeah, I know, over on the left side there.
Right, they had to move Patton's dad because they dug into one of them, and they had to put him on the opposite side of Miss Potter.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're right. Both a little tombstones is there. They've got names on them. I can't remember.
I don't remember their names either, but I remember them mm-hmm. when they were born. Fawn lived up there in that bottom out from...
The spa.
Spa, yeah, right down next to the creek, nearly close to pretty close. An old big house, an awfulest old big house there was. I don't know. I don't remember what happened to it, where he just rotted down or what. But he had quit. Him and Ethel made a divorce, and she went to West Virginia, or no, to Ohio, I believe it was. And he stayed around here for a year till he got past doing anything, I guess.
Were they twins? Was the children twins?
I believe they were twins. And I worked a minute with David John.
Yeah.
One time Clarity had a truck mount up there in Kittle Camp, and he had to go somewheres. And he said, "Now, John, I want you and Kurt says to go up there and lend me a switch today." John says, "All right," and he got it and took it in. We laid that switch. I come out of the Army, you know, I didn't know what to do or nothing. Clarity come in there and John was saying, "How you like that, Clarity?" Clarity says, "That's the nicest job I ever seen. Mac, I don't see but one thing wrong with it." And John says, "What's that?" He said, "You got it backwards." Said the cars would come in the wrong way.
Okay.
John said, "Lord, look what we done." Clarity just died laughing about it.
I can remember on Memorial Day, Clarity would be up there with the mowing sides.
Oh, yeah.
Cutting the high weeds off at the cemetery.
Yeah.
Be up there so far and work his way around.
Well, yeah. They didn't have equipment and stuff to mow and things like you do have now. And it's pretty hard to get. You just about have to take little sickles and mowing sides and things and clean that cemetery off once a year, and that's about all it got, a real good one. And I don't know where it all got it then or not.
What about the big box that they kept tools
in? Kept tools in right there with that persimmon tree. It's set right behind that persimmon tree.
Was there a gate there at one time? Didn't the fence go by there?
Yeah.
Be a gate there?
Yeah, there was a fence there. That box was on the outside of the, on the inside of the cemetery part for the fence. It was fenced in for the cemetery till you could go in there and get it, because he didn't let you, he was trying to give it to Woody Jean's children. And some way or something that he had to, Woodrow said that he had to do it in so length of time or something that way. I don't know. Anyway, I tried to pay for two graves, but one of them would have been inside of the fence and the other one would have been out. And it's so steep, and we got to looking, and somebody, I guess it's Roy Childers, where Pebble was buried, all them rocks and things they put around, they cemented around them graves and things. And then they broke them up and threw them over the hill, and I'll tell you where in there where we aimed at, the rocks was that deep. So we never, Woodrow said, just let it go and not try that, he said. And So me and Nori started hunting for another place for ourselves, for us. But then when they opened this other up, that just suited us.
There's no fence there now.
No, there's no fence there now. Not even at the back side, I don't think. Last time I was up there, I went up to the Roy Hawkins' grave back up at the back, and some Swinney's buried up there. The only place that they don't clean up much is out on the right-hand side where some of them older Swinney's is buried out there. Mm-hmm. And they just don't nobody. They'll wait till the day before decoration to come up and put flowers on it. Most of them do. Percy's boy done more towards keeping that cemetery up for a long time there. He had an old tractor up there, and he just loved to work at that.
That was Alma's greatest desire. She lived to keep that cemetery clean.
Yeah.
And she gathered them boys in there. And
yeah, he sure did.
She seen them. And it had to be done. She'd say, now we got to go up there. And she started this thing. Take your flowers off the cemetery as you go.
Yeah, take the flowers off. And that was the first place that I ever seen put up them signs. And in 2 years' time, all cemeteries had that up. They copied it.
Put it up there.
And because that was the worst mess you ever seen in your life.
They threw them over in the hall.
Yeah, just throw them over, yeah.
And when a big rain came, they all got washed out.
Mm-hmm.
The mouth of the holler. How long have you lived on Elkhorn Creek? 50 years?
Since 1945.
Oh, gosh.
I come out of the Army in 1945. Went in the hills up there in Adams's Branch. Got my first cousin to hit me. Took a crosscut saw and started sawing big poplars down. I sawed enough and hauled them out of Adams' Branch down to Bluehead there and had them sawed into lumber and hauled back up Percy when it hauled them down there and brought them back up there and stacked the lumber, and Mac Henry built me a four-roomed house.
Right where you live now?
Well, it's practically it's just above that over to that fence, then I built the house below the old one. I lived in the old one while I built the new one. I took about 2 years, 2.5 years building that house. When I drove the last board up, I didn't own a penny on it. That's what I said before it started out. I wasn't even going dead. And I didn't. I put the eaves cross up the last thing and paid the bill for them, brought them up there.
Yeah.
When Guy Cypress helped me put them up, and when we got done that evening, I paid him. That finished it up. My whole house was. Of course, I put a whole lot more in since then. But.
And Nori taught school.
Mm-hmm. She taught school for 30 years, and I believe that. They've got about 35 or 40 a year for me, and I was supposed to work in the mines, but I don't know how long I did work. You couldn't tell. You worked 3 months one year, and the next month year you didn't get 2 months. Pretty uncertain, wasn't it?
Yep, coal business.
How anybody ever done it, saved a penny out of coal mining, because you maybe build up $100 and they'll lay off enough. Somebody want to go squirrel hunting or something, throw his water out, and it didn't take nothing to make a man come out on strike. I don't know why.
Tease someone else.
Yeah. Use other people, yeah. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing out there on television. That all this money and stuff that they're losing right now, that got the whole world in a mess, is what it is. People that's got money in the bank, they don't know where it's safe or not. Bush says it is, but is it? The insurance companies once went broke, took a bankrupt law. So who are you going to collect it off of?
Not if we all go broke. If we all go broke. But one thing about us older people, we know how to get out there and plow up that yard and plant us a garden.
Yeah, I can. That's right.
And
we know how it's done, and these young people don't. Mm-mm. They don't know a thing about it.
We tried to teach ours how to take care of ourselves, build a fire.
Mm-hmm.
We tried, but now their kids, our grandkids, probably.
Well, that's like I got that place up there and I ain't got nobody but my one daughter. It's all I've got left. Who am I going to leave that to?
Her.
No, I ain't got no heirs for it. I mean, they wouldn't marry one of them come here and live. They're all from Oregon to North Carolina to here and there. Judy wouldn't never come.
How many children did Judy have?
Seven. Judy just had two, but they've got seven great. I've got seven great grandchildren.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We've got two now.
Well, I had the seventh and born, and that was the first boy.
Oh, really?
The rest of them was girls.
He'll be petted to death.
Yeah. I asked her just a while ago, a few minutes ago, and she called. She would never went out there till yesterday, and because she couldn't get a plane ticket. It's about 2,800 miles that she had to fly. Woo. And I asked her what it looked like. She said, "Hey, it's just another baby daddy." Another baby with brown hair, she said. I wanted to know if it had red head. When I went in the Army, I was red-headed. My dad was red-headed.
Really?
Judy was born red-headed.
Yeah.
And her first one was born red-headed. And ain't been no more red since then. I was looking for it to come back again.
I wanted one to have red hair. Patton's sister's got two red heads. And mm-hmm. Atlas and Ruby had two red hair. And
are these young girls that's working in here is nurses and nurses' aides and this and that? Is most of them redheaded I ever seen?
Oh.
Yeah, there's plenty of them in here. I don't know where they come from.
Are you getting tired?
Oh, I ain't tired of doing nothing. You don't get tired of doing nothing, do you?
That's what I thought. We'll just pause it and talk.
Okay. Turn it off then.